Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. Are we ready? I want us to know something. That the book of Acts of the Apostles, it began with the chiefest and the greatest apostle called Jesus Christ. Jesus was an apostle. And Acts of the Apostles starts with Jesus revealing himself and his kingdom system to the rest of the apostles. In Acts chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that Jesus presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible, unmistakable proofs. Being seen by them. Please underline being seen by them. That is Jesus revealing himself.
Jesus all the ways.
During 40 days and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Acts of the Apostles begin with the greatest apostle revealing himself and his kingdom system. This is how Jesus ministered, especially to his followers, to the apostles after his resurrection. If you read Luke chapter 24 and then verse 37,
say can Luke woman nu anana na edasa isona,
you see that Jesus Christ uses the scriptures of the Old Testament. And then he breaks it down and reveals things concerning himself. What is written in the Old Testament about himself. He did that to the two disciples who were walking with him to Emmaus. Later in Luke 24, 44 and 45, he revealed himself to the apostles. And similarly, he used the Old Testament from Genesis right down to the last book to tell about himself. That is how Jesus ministered after he resurrected from death. If I were Jesus, I wouldn't do that. Because I want to prove to everybody that I've resurrected and my power is greater. So I will not try and hide. I will always be shouting out to people. And then I will always be working miracles so that people will know that greater power is upon my life. After his resurrection, Jesus only revealed himself and revealed the kingdom system.
Now,
That is how the book of Acts of the Apostles began. Now, this is how the book of Acts of the Apostles ended. If you go to the very last chapter, you will see that the Apostle Paul ministered just like Jesus after his resurrection. If you read the very last chapter, chapter 28, and then verse 23, Apostle Paul is ministering just like Jesus. The Bible says that, so when they had appointed Apostle Paul a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God. The Bible says that he explained the kingdom of God to them. He testified of the kingdom of God to them. He is breaking it down. Persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. So this is Apostle Paul ministering to Jewish people. He spoke about Jesus and his kingdom system. He started using the law from Genesis to the very end, the prophets. From morning till evening, he was only teaching the kingdom of God. Now, the people didn't like what he was teaching. So, Apostle Paul, as it were, turned to the Gentiles. Look at verse number 30. Verse 30. Acts 28. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Because when he was teaching Jesus and the kingdom of God to the Jewish people, now, they didn't like it. So he went to rent a house. And then for 2 years, he was not teaching anything than things concerning Jesus and the kingdom system, ministering just like Jesus. This is how Acts of the Apostles ended. It began with the greatest apostle, Jesus, teaching himself and the kingdom. And it ended with, arguably, to us Gentiles, the greatest apostle Paul doing the same thing, teaching Jesus, revealing Jesus and the kingdom of God. I believe the Acts of the Apostles is not ended. In fact, it is one of the only books in the Bible.
Now, me just said, oh yeah, strong. It's some prayer of a woman.
Where you do not have the word amen at the end of it. It just ends with full stop. It tells us that Acts of the Apostles has not ended. As long as we believe that we have the Holy Ghost, as long as we believe that the church is still existing on earth, we are still in Acts of the Apostles. So how it began is the way that it ended in the book, and is the way that it should continue, and it must end the church age. You know, I like the way the very last phrase of Acts of the Apostles. He said that whilst he was teaching and revealing Jesus and the kingdom system, no one forbade him. Church of the Lord, listen to this man speaking to you. You from teach Jesus and his kingdom system. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one should forbid us. The Bible says that he had his own home. He was teaching Jesus and the kingdom system to all those who came to him for 2 years. One subject. You see, there are people who say that the kingdom of God and the kingdom system is a message for the Jewish people. It is not true. It is the Apostle Paul. The one that God used to write of the New Testament. He always revealed Jesus and the kingdom. Jesus and the kingdom. No one should forbid us to do that.
Jesus na ahiman ho nsem dem report oka Jesus na ahiman ho nsem no.
You know, some people they like very fast food. Fast food has its
na ezibana why no hard no owo de indominance no owo bia owo.
You see, but normally we eat when we don't have time, when we are not very organized. Then we go in for the first one, just able to make meet deadlines.
We'll be back by continue with word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. Our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are very organized. We will take our time and we will eat properly. Feeding in the church of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is the first course. The end of the first course. Hallelujah. I am blessed already.
Yes.
Now your stomach walls is getting ready for the second course. So this is the second course. I want us to understand that when Jesus resurrected from death, he appeared 3 times to his apostles. He revealed himself 3 times to the apostles. The first 2 times, he revealed himself to them in a room. And what he did during the time was to convince them that he was really alive. He has resurrected from death. So when he went one time, Thomas was not there. So he blessed them. But when they told Thomas that Jesus is alive, he has revealed himself to us, Thomas said that if I don't put my finger in his side and in the nail print, I will not believe. So Jesus appeared and revealed himself again to them. And then he called Thomas. Said, come and put my hand, your hand, your finger in my side. He convinced them that he was alive. Thomas, when he saw him, he said, my Lord and my God. In fact, Jesus went to an extent of asking them that, look, it's me, Jesus. I have really resurrected. Do you have food? Bring food. Let me eat it. So that you are convinced that I am not a spirit, but I have resurrected with my body. I have come. So they gave him fish and honeycomb, and Jesus ate it before them and convinced them. The book of John says, by many signs that he did to the apostles, that he was really alive. So this is the summary of the first 2 times Jesus revealed himself to the apostles. Third time he revealed himself, it wasn't in a room, it was outside by the Sea of Galilee. It's wonderful. The Sea of Tiberias. It has a very big shore. And Jesus Christ showed himself to 7 of his apostles. And that is what the main meal is about. The main meal for today, it is the third revelation of Jesus to the apostles after his resurrection. It can be found in John chapter 21. The reason why he revealed himself the third time, not in a room but by the Sea of Galilee, it wasn't to prove to them that he was alive. Tell the next person, it's a fresh day. It took place very early in the morning, a very fresh day. And the reason for the revelation was not that they will know and be convinced that he's alive. He was alive. He had already told us. He wanted to reveal himself in a certain way to the apostles. And that is the way that we have to know Jesus by. Especially for us like the apostles who believe that Jesus is alive and he has resurrected already. There is a third revelation we need to get. I said there is a third revelation we need to get. Jesus revealing himself to people who know he is already resurrected. Hallelujah. Look at verse 121. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples of Tiberias. Wow. The Sea of Galilee or Tiberias is representing the world. Bible, the sea is talking about humanity. Jesus chose to meet them at the sea. What he wants to reveal is not just for apostles, you and I. He wants us to take this revelation to the sea, to the world, to humanity. So the Bible says in verse 1, John 21, and in this way he showed himself. Just get the kind of understanding the Apostle John wants us to get. He begins verse 1 by saying that after these things, Jesus Christ showed himself. He should have ended there. But he adds this phrase, in this way showed he himself. He mentions the name of seven of the apostles. Verse 2, Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathaniel, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and two other apostles. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. And the others said that we are going with you. Sometimes we understand this in a certain way, which I think is not respectful to Apostle Peter. Because we take it that Peter was sinning by going to fish. That Peter was backsliding, that is why he said, I am going fishing. We give the impression to the people that Peter loves fish more than Jesus. But it is not right. Because Jesus had not given them any great commission to fulfill. After all, one time in the ministry of Jesus, he instructed Peter to go and fish. You remember?
Yeah. Now, Jesus said, Peter, the uncle, the uncle of the
So if Jesus told Peter, go and fish, and they got money from the fishing of Peter to solve a problem, why do you think that Peter was wrong to have gone a fishing? I believe that Peter was not wrong, because he still had his boat. Hallelujah. And so they got into the boat, and seven of them, they went out. But the Bible says that that night they caught nothing. Look at verse 4. But when the morning had not come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. So he is about to show himself in a certain way to the apostles. Verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus meets his people. They don't have anything. All night long, no results. He comes in the morning, he gives them results. Abundance of results. Mega fishes. So that seven people could not draw, seven, most of them were fishermen, seven mostly fishermen could not draw the miracle. How did Jesus reveal himself to them? He revealed himself to them as somebody who cares that your business has no results. He didn't reveal himself for them to know that he is alive from death. There is a revelation of Jesus that he took time after he accepted his resurrection to give to the church, to his people. After this manner, he showed himself. He showed himself as somebody who cares that your efforts will yield results. I don't know whether you know that about Jesus. I came this morning to reveal him to you and to make you to understand. He is not happy that when you go and labor, no result come, or very little result come. It is a mismatch between the effort you put in and what you carry home. I don't know about you. When you suffer to do something and you see that you put in a lot of efforts but very little reward and results come, it is very discouraging. And there are many people who are like that. They have given up on looking for big results because they have tried all night long. They have not gotten any desirable results from their learning, from their labor, from their ideas, from all their efforts, from their ministry, from their churches. They see little or no result. Jesus revealed himself in this way as somebody who cares that you must have results. Hallelujah. If I were Jesus, I would not be careful about that. After all, I don't want them to go fishing all their lives. No, I do not want them to go fishing all their lives. So why should I give them results? I should rather call them, children, come. I didn't tell you to go and fish. You come. Follow me and go and preach or something like that. There is something you must know about Jesus. When he resurrected from death, he had more power than before his resurrection. If you like, you can say he was more anointed after the resurrection. He had power in heaven and on earth, which he didn't have. It was only after he resurrected, he said that all power has now been given to me. So Jesus had great power. He could have told them, look, now come, let me lay hands on you and you will bring healing to the sick more, because now my power is greater. He didn't do that. He said, I care about the effort you are making all throughout in this world, in the Sea of Galilee, the sea representing the world. I have come to the world. I care about your labor in the world. I care about your ministry. You have no result. I have come. I am the solution. I am bringing you results where for years in your life you have not seen results.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.